So, yeah.
Emptying the bag.
Emptying Jake's bag right now.
Let's start with this. This was sent to us, you know, literally.
We're saving all our gold, Julie, for tomorrow.
That's right.
Me and you.
Okay, good.
Will this play? Okay, so this is, everyone sent it to us and is like, whoa, you gotta hear this. Oh, there's a dirty sound here. There's a dirty sound. I don't get it, but here it is. It's Doris Berg from a couple weeks ago.
The Milwaukee Bucks were the number one rated team defensively last year. Here they look like it again, Doris.
You have to know when to come. So Chris does a great job. Giannis comes from behind and gets a piece of it. Like, it's not just when you come, like, it's how hard you come. Are you coming when the dribble is dead? Are you coming when he gets into a shooting motion? Like, be decisive, follow the game plan.
Paul George on Middleton.
Anybody?
I have two comments. One is, I don't know why we're playing that. I'm not hearing anything dirty at all.
Just because she's great.
That's just for the record. Two is, because it was Doris saying that, were you extra excited? Like, was it moving all over the place?
I don't know. Let's play it again and find out.
You have to know when to come. So Chris does a great job. Giannis comes from behind and gets a piece of it. Like, it's not just when you come. Like, it's how hard you come. Are you coming when the...
What analysis?
See, I think the next time Jake goes to the doctor's office, he's taking that audio.
Yeah, what if she's, that'll get a baby made.
What if somebody, has anyone laid that color commentary over an adult film? Play it again and think of an adult film playing.
Someone sent us this. I'm going to keep his name out of it unless Dan would like to divulge it afterward. Now this, I'm told, is a Dan Metalbats. We'll play it.
I don't know who put it in our Dropbox.
And we'll let Julie decide if she hears anything.
Yeah. I actually have some... So, I was wondering this.
Oh, hold on. Now you can.
Oh, is it? But I didn't know if we should do it now or next. But I was wondering this.
100% metal bats.
But I didn't know if we should do it now or next. But
that's...
That goes in the rotator?
The fastest I've ever heard you speak.
But I didn't know if we should do it now or next. But...
A bit.
Bit.
Sounds like the end of Bob Stammer as well.
It was put in our... You want to know who put it in. It was in our Dropbox in WAV file, so we can guess it was one of the...
I'm just trying to protect...
I don't know who did it.
Everyone from Blake's wrath.
I don't think it was Blake.
No, I know.
Blake puts it in MP3.
One of my enemies probably put it in there.
Yeah. These last two cuts of audio will focus on the parents... Here in the Hang Zone. The parents of the members of the Hang Zone. Now, this first one, I know a little bit about this, but I need Julie to help me set it up.
Okay. And I just found out we were doing this today, but that's fine. So, Sean Bass hosted last Saturday with Ryan, and they put out a call for P1 talent entries. They were going to have a little talent contest. So he and I were sitting here in the ticker room, and he was like, hey, you should do something. And I thought, okay, I'll come up with something. And of course I didn't. So later that night rolls around, and I had a little text reminder from Sean. He's like, hey, try to do something. Because we had, you know, we'd tossed around some good ideas. And at that point, I'm sitting there with my mom. We just got back from having a couple Mambo taxis on our mother-daughter date after we went to Home Goods and bought a new rug. We were feeling real good. Feeling real good
That's
about
awesome.
Life.
That is awesome.
The show was 10 to noon, right?
What, Sean's show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this was the night before.
Some early morning Mambos.
No, it was the night before.
The night before.
Yes, it was the night before.
Can't get to Miko.
And so my mom, you know,
hey.
We do things as parents for our children to try to help when they're in a situation. And it was like I had a project that I forgot. And so she's like, well, I've got some talent. I'll do my Munchkin voice. And that's what happened here.
Okay. Don't do that.
I'm not doing anything.
We represent the lollipop kids, the lollipop kids, the lollipop kids, and in the name of the lollipop kids, we...
Now, does she think she's kind of killing it right now?
Oh, yeah. You don't?
Quit. Stop. Stop.
Keep going. Keep
Stop.
going.
Stop.
Keep going.
Wait, stop. Stop.
I can edit it.
You won't.
Stop. Keep going.
Well, what you must be is too much fun as mayor of the ticket.
One thing that was great about that is she's like, stop, no, stop, don't. Hey, keep going. Well, we, like, she took no time at all to just, like, get right back on the stage. So I enjoyed this quite a bit.
I just
enjoy two people.
Two drunk ladies.
Laughing, and one person laughing makes the other person laugh more.
They're lit.
It's George and Corby on Jer's putt.
It is. It really is. You guys should have seen her, too, like doing the full on Munchkin dance. And she loves The Wizard of Oz, so she's been working on that for a long time.
Drunk grandma.
My mom is so into The Wizard of Oz, and it creeped me out big time.
So into it.
Oh, yeah. Except she. Her impression was the Wicked Witch of the West,
Ooh. Which
was terrifying. And I'm pretty sure she dressed up for Halloween more than once. So whenever people would come to the door to get candy, you got the Wicked Witch.
Yep. My mom did
Scary
the same
movie,
at Halloween.
Dude.
She was always
terrifying
a witch.
Movie. So I wanted to play that because the other day, this is Monday of this week, my dad, who sometimes joins us here on the show to make football picks, Chappie. He just got himself a Tesla. Now, this is a bit of a departure for my dad, who usually has been truck guy, although whenever he was driving, you know, 80 miles each way to work, or whenever he was living in Houston and he would come up here for our games on Thursday or Friday nights, he would buy another car that got crazy good gas mileage, and that was like his road car. And one time, he bought the new Volkswagen Beetle when it came out because it got 80, something crazy, 50 miles to the gallon.
The now, girl car?
He claims that car was midnight blue. My brother and I would tell you that car was purple, and we made fun of him for it endlessly.
Did he
had a name for it that's not really for the air.
Did he keep the little flower in there?
I need topics to talk to Chappie about next time he comes
I think
on.
We threw the flower out. Oh. That comes with the car. So he got himself a nice Tesla. I guess you'd call it an SUV.
That seems odd, though, too, for just old, you know, crusty Texan.
But he does like nice thing.
No, and but just the electric, meh.
Yeah, but he's also oil. Cheap. And if he can get from A to B for cheaper, he's going to do it. And
Tesla's not a cheap vehicle, though.
No, but you do, I think, save quite a bit on the other end of it. And honestly.
Okay.
It's I've never seen anything like it. If you've ever sit in one of like the new ones, it's mind blowing.
It's really something.
So he was immediately drawn
to the future, man. You're in the future.
He's in the future, and the future involves this. Basically, there's an Inco where you can play drops seemingly in the car. This is what my dad wanted to show me whenever he came to drop off my daughter on Monday. He's sitting in the car, and I immediately, when he's dying laughing, pressing buttons, get out my phone and try to record. This is a video recording, but I think you can make it out.
All right, just move it around.
He's pointing at the interface, and he's moving it from driver front to passenger front, back and forth, four ways.
Move it around. So let's just say you want to do it on the driver. Just say, hey. Hey, come check out my new car.
He has discovered that this car can play fart audio.
Oh my gosh.
Move it to different points in the vehicle to make it sound like that
Why would that car... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can he edit audio on his car?
I don't think so, but maybe...
If he can we bring that up here?
Ticket. Yeah.
So you could make it sound like the guy in the back in the right... is farting.
And that's what
so
he
it'll
says,
come out of that speaker
says,
only.
You just move it around, and he's moving it around the car and pressing fart, and then, yeah.
Hey, come check out my new car. and then, look, he's got all these different kinds. Look, here's a short ripper. This is heavy. Here is a Ludius. Look at the little thing.
dead.
Last one.
Okay. You're done?
Yeah.
All right.
Look at you acting all disgusted and just running to the airwaves with it.
That's amazing.
I would give anything to hear the sales pitch.
Like, he sat there for 4 minutes. He's like, look at it. Look at the little thing.
Chappie wants a sunroof, maybe some speakers. And then the guy goes, I'll give you the fart drops. Sold.
These farts.
Yes.
Like, I mean, this is like the car of the future.
Right.
That is breaking all the barriers.
But as Blake said, too, this is what got Chappie over the edge.
Yeah. That he's just
literally, you got yourself a deal, bro.
He's just moving it around. And he's, look at this one. They call it a short ripper. This went on for,
oh my gosh,
two or three minutes.
And he's like, 12 years old.
Dude, this is, and I put this on Twitter and so many people are like, he just looks so happy. And I'm like, honestly, that's probably the happiest I've seen him in my life. This car plays fart sounds.
More than the first time he met his granddaughter.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Today in Twitter, that has an acronym. Julie will read it next.